This is Dusty Rhodes reporting for the Education Desk. The state's ongoing budget impasse has left school funding up in the air. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have proposed stopgap measures, always saying that they want to make sure schools open on time in the fall. But some schools in Illinois use the balanced calendar, also known as year-round school. For example, the entire Rock Island Milan School District is scheduled to return to class on August 3rd. I asked their spokesperson, Holly Sparkman, what lies ahead for the district.
Do you feel like balanced calendar schools have to make these decisions sooner than?
Yeah, we've definitely been trying to address it since we got out of school a couple weeks ago in preparation for what we're going to have to do.
How long has Rock Island been balanced calendar?
Since the year 2000. Yeah, we reviewed it. I think we started talking about it in 1996, and it took a few years to research and gather information and get, you know, the universe in order, because we had to update our buildings and get air conditioning and that sort of thing. But we started the balance calendar in year 2000.
But you told me that you use kind of a modified balance calendar.
Mm-hmm. We still do 176 days.
And that's the state-mandated minimum.
The state-mandated minimum. But we extend the summer a little bit longer than a true balanced calendar. And we have 2 weeks intercession break in the fall, 2 weeks in the winter, and 2 weeks in the spring. And that leaves us with 8 weeks in the summer. True balanced calendars would have like a longer break in the fall and the spring.
So when you hear lawmakers say schools open in the fall, what do you feel like saying when you hear that?
I don't know. My feeling is I'm kind of shocked, because I feel like it's a no-win scenario for us. Our superintendent has said we're going to start school on August 3rd, and we're going to open our doors. I've heard the potential of other school districts maybe thinking about delaying the start of school, but I think we're at the point where we can't consider not opening, even though we start earlier than the rest of the districts in the area. We're just going to do what we need to do to keep the doors open for our kids.
So what's that going to be? What's that going to entail?
We've been talking about it for about the last week, and for us it's going to entail using what we have in reserves. And we have about $23 million right now. And we've done a pretty good job over the years of keeping that there. And for the instance of, I guess now, for whatever case brings it to us that we have to dip in there, if this is that doomsday scenario, then that's what we're going to do, is we're going to use our reserves. That's only going to get us through February of 2017. After that, if there's still no budget, then we're going to have to look at borrowing. And the best case scenario that our chief financial officer wants to look into is borrowing against our future property tax revenues. He did mention a line of credit, but apparently there's a lot of fees and other percentages associated with that, and borrowing against future property tax revenues seems to be the easier path of going into debt versus the line of credit. So that said, if we were to look into borrowing against the future year tax revenues, then we would get through the end of the year, which would be June for us, and that could potentially mean borrowing another $14 million to get to the end of the school year. But that's kind of our tentative plan if there is no budget passed, and our CFO, Bob, has heard that there probably won't be a budget until after the election. So we're prepared to use our reserves.
Tell me a little bit about the demographics of Rock Island School District. How many students do you have?
Pre-K through 12, we have about 6,500 students.
And what's your property tax rate?
It is 5.35.
5.35?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's pretty high.
Yeah, oh yeah. Rock Island's special. I like to say we don't have a lot of retail. We generate most of our revenue, and 40% of our revenue that we depend on is from the state, and there's a little chunk of federal. And then the rest of it, we rely heavily on property taxes.
Okay.
And that's, you know, about $24 million. It's roughly about 40% that we rely on for local property taxes.
You've talked to your legislators about this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our superintendent has talked with Neil Anderson quite a bit in trying to facilitate some movement somehow and just voicing the concern over the fact that it's, you know, it's not only going to put our school district in dire straits. I mean, we're basically going to wash away 30 years of fiscal prudent management of building up our reserves to $23 million, and it's going to be gone in a year. That's kind of a bitter pill to swallow. Even though you build up the reserves for a rainy day to plan for something, we didn't necessarily think that not having a state budget was going to be the thing.
Well, a rainy day is an act of nature.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't an act of nature. It's an act of politics.
Have you guys made cuts?
We did already do that in preparation for our budget for the upcoming school year. And that was one of the scenarios that our CFO is putting out there, but nobody's really excited about it. Our board members aren't really excited about it. And reducing expenditures, you know, as far as eliminating some extracurricular activities to slow down the spending of the reserves and the borrowing. And I mean, we're already past that window of letting go any more staff, because by law we have to give 90 days notice before the end of the year, and we've passed that window, so because we're going to be in the next year on July 1st, so we really can't release any staff.
So what extracurricular activities are we talking about?
Sports, band, things of that nature.
Like the high school band? You would get rid of the high school band?
You know, honestly, no, because our parents and students and staff would never go for that, but it was put out there. You know, if we were going to open our schools on time and choose to streamline the budget a little bit to eliminate and slow down the spending of the reserves so we could get, you know, maybe through March or April on our reserves, it was brought up.
What else besides band?
There were some things on the academic side that we could eliminate, something, you know, from our online courses or dual credit options that we pay for, which honestly wouldn't amount to very much. I mean, overall, all of that might amount to $2 million in cuts. And in the big scheme of things, as far as our budget goes, it's just kind of a drop. I mean, it's not even a month of expenditures. So that would be a lot of sacrifice just to cut $2 million and get through a half of a month. I don't know. It's just, you feel like there's a big cloud of doom on the horizon. And I hate to be so depressing.